Just found a box in a cupboard filled with old books. Ordinary Level Physics by A.F. Albert. And a box with Microsoft Works, still working, it seems, a book on BASIC and how to program COBOL. I've got a vague recollection that some of these books are actually mine, but this thing I've just found is certainly not mine. It's a small walkie-talkie, super basic. Doesn't seem to have any channels, it just has on, off. And it must have been here for years, maybe placed here by my brother, but I just turned it on and the batteries still work. And I just thought, what happens if I press the button? Hello? Hello, is there anybody there? And I even stood by the window and I thought, if I just was to stand here for a while, calling out, hello, anybody there? Notice the absence of CB talk or amateur radio talk, because I don't have an amateur radio call sign and this isn't a CB, it's a walkie-talkie. But what if, just what if somebody responded? Hello, anybody there? I imagine this must be a pretty generic frequency, but the chances are, on this housing estate, the bottom of a park in Hinckley, there is nobody within the, if I'm very lucky, 200, 300 metre radius, who has a device tuned to this frequency. But years ago, we used to be terrified. Hello, hello, of using a CB without a license for fear of the DTI finding us, tracking us down, triangulating our position. But I guess we had a range of miles back then. Hello. And if you were in a base station, you knew that you could be causing interference to somebody's TV set. And there's a chance of a complaint, and then they might send some kind of van out. But I don't remember ever hearing anybody getting caught for no license. I don't remember anybody ever being picked up for that. But today, nowadays, I imagine even back then GCHQ had amazing, amazing receivers and could probably pick out and isolate radio frequencies from into the individual towns and listen into what everybody was doing. Maybe it was every police station's job to do so. I do remember some guys that I loosely knew from the CB in rugby using the CB one night to, I don't know if it was to coordinate a revenge attack on somebody, but they stole the wheels from a car and were caught because they were using the CB to coordinate their mission. And it did make me think back then, somebody somewhere must be listening somewhere at some all the time to some things. Hello, anybody there? But not on this occasion. I've run out.